Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back in on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey with you as well on a Tuesday.
I think it is already starting to dump out here.
Is it? It looks like it's getting clearer, actually. It's not as dark as it was 20 minutes ago.
The windows are drenched.
Are they?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't tell. Oh, my God, they are. Yeah. Okay. Yep, they are.
Caglione debuted tonight in St. Louis. Cag's first start as the biggest thing that ever happened in Royals history, according to Dusty. Yep, because I said those exact words, so thanks for listening. No, it's the biggest debut since Bobby Witt Jr., which was 2 years ago.
Right.
So
who's debuted since then that we need to get excited about, right?
Ben Rave.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, that's a nice. Yeah, that's fine.
It's a nice.
I like.
Yeah.
My wife.
And cheese.
And what is this?
Cheese.
And what is this?
Cheese.
And what is this?
Provel.
And what is this?
But no, the...
And how you say this?
Yeah, cheese. And you said that, obviously, expectations will be through the roof for this guy because, obviously, who he is, yeah. He's a big superstar when it comes to the prospect list. You could have watched yesterday. It was a story on many platforms. Even made a special appearance on Pat McAfee's show. It made its way all the way through yesterday buying breaks for cards. You could hear guys talking, all right, guys, because they're selling their product to get money on bids. And they're, all right, we got Jack's big debut tomorrow. Let's start bidding on these cards, hoping you get a Royals. And every time there'd be these teams that go away, the Royals would still be there. You'd start to see, and I showed Mac a live video of this guy, what his bid was, and somebody bid like $275 at 6 o'clock this morning on a Royals slot for the Jack Caglione hopeful one-of-one auto, but more will come with that as the season goes along with people that will start revealing what they win with Jack Caglione.
It really is those penny auctions for this baseball card stuff. Sure. Yeah.
I'll show you during the break what it looks like. It's you'll look at it and be like, I wish you would. It's like peanut butter and chocolate.
Is it? Yeah. Well, I don't know. That good.
Yeah, true.
Brian made a great comparison, Lefevre, when he was on with us at 7:30. Mm-hmm. If you missed that, you can grab the podcast on the Odyssey app. And he talked about the Paul Skeens comparison a little bit and said, like, people in Kansas City knew who Paul Skeens was. People in baseball now or around baseball or sports fans, they know who Jack Caglione is. And Ryan was right about that. I remember back when I first started in this business and him and I kind of came up together right around the same time. He was a year or two ahead of me, but I would buy the prospect handbook every year for Baseball America. And that's, you know, the internet wasn't as big as it was and the coverage of all this stuff wasn't there. And like every January, you know, much like Nudie Magazine Day for Binkley when he ran to the bookstore last week, you know.
He did actually.
He did. I told him, I said, Jay, you're a little early. Yeah. There's not going to be many college football magazines at the bookstore yet, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know how many magazines were there? None. Jay's got to go back for Nudie Magazine Day.
Yep.
But that's the way it was for me. I would pre-order the prospect handbook, and you'd have it, and you'd know who these guys were because it was part of the job. Now, baseball and all sports, everybody's involved all the time because of, you know, the access to everything. We all know who these guys are now. And so when they do come up, people are excited about it because if you're a sports fan, you heard about Paul Skeens. And obviously he dated Libby Dunn. Stop sending me pictures of her every 10 minutes, please.
Sorry. Peanut butter and chocolate.
I mean, that I'm hard.
I mean, it is for me, right?
Hall pass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. I just want to question. Win. She'd be fine. Shamar Moore, Paul Skeens, whoever you want, Jen, go for it. You know, everybody gets a hall pass.
Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, right?
You can have 5 to my 1. You can have 10 to my 1.
Yeah, as long as Libby's my 1, you can have all the people you want, right? So we all knew who he was because he was, I mean, unbelievable in college, had Libby done. Social media star, and then dominated, right? In the minors and came up. And that's where Jack Caglione is. People who are sports fans know this guy because we saw him dominate. We saw him drafted. Then we saw him dominate in the minor leagues. He's a good-looking kid. He could be the face of baseball. And people now know who these young prospects are. And I think there's going to be a lot of excitement nationally for Jack Caglione tonight.
Oh, yeah. It'll be all over St. Louis out there tonight because obviously it's Tuesday in the middle of June, start of June. So there's probably the biggest thing going on tonight is Caglione making his debut because of where he ranks on the prospect list.
What else is going on in sports right now? Because last night was a dead stick, right? There was nothing going on in sports last night. It's one of those nights where like 8 o'clock bed, see you later, not missing anything. This is the story now because the NBA doesn't begin till Thursday. Mm-hmm. When does the hockey thing start? The finals of the Stanley Cup? Do we even know?
Wednesday.
So today's another day. This should be the biggest story in sports right now. Unless Saquon Barkley's making cheesesteaks again.
Right. This all goes back with Caglione to the like LeBron effect. Mm. And I know that I'm not comparing athletes, but LeBron was like the first high school athlete that was pretty much put on your TV at a pretty regular pace. Like every time that LeBron was doing something at St. Mary St. Vincent, hell, I remember his game was on ESPN and I watched it because he was the story. And then there was a little bit of that with Bryce Harper. And all you really knew with Bryce Harper was that he was 16 years old playing in Las Vegas and he blew a kiss to a pitcher. And there was like one video of it that you had to search forever on YouTube to find it. And then he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated and it was like The Prince That's Promised or whatever the title of the magazine was. And then since then, people really started to dive in on how to like show what the future is. And, you know, I go back to what Alex has told me with the card game. And that's why people are invested in these prospects is because they have something that has led to that. I also take the FIFA analogy that I have. I couldn't have told you 10 years ago who played. Nowadays, I don't play anymore, but I couldn't have told you who played for what club was in what league, you know, what this team was about. And then I started playing FIFA and I started getting addicted to the game and addicted to players and figure out who these players were. And then I talked to someone who had more than half a sense of soccer knowledge and I would talk to them about it. They'd be like, oh, so you're a big soccer fan. I was like, well, because of FIFA. They're like, makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
but that's brought a lot of people to that game too.
Right.
Sure.
Sure. No doubt. And then, you know, you talk to somebody about Caglione because you follow cards. Like, oh, he's got a 1/1 auto or he's got this, you know, reflector card that's worth, you know, whatever that I'm trying to find. It's like, oh, you know a lot about Caglione. You're like, well, yeah, because of the cards. You're like, well, let me tell you what he's done. You know, what his exit velo is, where he's supposed to play. Rusty Koontz got him developed in right field. All this sort of stuff. So I think that's there when you look at expectations from all aspects of it. People that are invested in him in rare cards hope that he does take off because then that value skyrockets. People that are diehard Royals fans like us that watch this team play, that want to see this team be productive, are hoping he skyrockets because then all of a sudden you might have a monster in Caglione and the third best baseball player in Bobby Witt and the future is 2-3.
And how does baseball maximize the card game right now and translate
they
into
don't have
that
to. It's already
eyeballs?
There. It's
but,
already
but,
there.
But are people watching the games and going to the games? Or
well, that
do,
I don't know.
That's what I'm talking
I
about.
I mean, they're like, in tune to the game, but whether that is via...
Are they consuming the game? Or are they just consuming the cards? Because if they're consuming the cards, that's fine. Everybody's got a hobby. I get all that. And and I have no issue with that whatsoever.
I think it's one of those one can't exist without the other type of situations. Like, you have to be in tune. Now, you may not be going and spending money on a ticket.
That's what I'm talking about.
But what you will do is...
How does Major League Baseball convert the card guy into a paying customer?
You start letting people know when players are available for autographs pregame.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, hey, it's well known that, you know, and spread it like wildfire. Like, hey, you have an opportunity. Now, I'm not saying that Jack's going to be out there tonight because they like we know that they want to make it. Everything seems so normal for him.
Right.
Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. That's kind of his call. That's kind of PR's call. So whatever they want to do with that. But like they could let people know when, you know, more I guess a lot of people know the gates open up an hour early before every game. But you could let people know when that happens all the time. Or, hey, if, you know.
Or what you do is, I hate to do it this way, but like you sell an extra voucher for the first, I don't know how long it takes to sign an autograph, which somebody would be comfortable doing. But before a game, you know, today is Jack Caglione autograph day. We're selling 100 vouchers to get Jack's autograph. Have to have a ticket to the game.
Right.
To get that voucher, you have to buy that special ticket that includes the voucher, you know, to get the autograph. I think maybe that's a way you can do it because you don't need to do it for the folks that are already there. You've already got them, right? Yeah. But I feel like a lot of baseball card collectors, and I could be wrong about this, are just collecting the cards. They're not going to the game. Maybe they're not consuming the game. How does baseball take that next step? Because that's where I am. I'm always thinking, all right, you got these guys that are involved in the cards. How do we create them into paying customers for you to continue to grow this game, you know?
Well, baseball doesn't know how to grow itself.
Well, and I mean,
we'll see what they do with, like, for instance, not saying this is my expectations, but let's say Caglione goes out there tonight. I'm just through the roof expectations right here. This is like the highest possible ceiling could be. He makes a sliding grab in right field, grass-stained jersey all over, comes up in the bottom of the second, hitting sixth in the lineup, guys has a guy on, and hits a 440-foot home run in his first at-bat. Baseball's got their face. What they do with that at that very moment, I don't know. Because like you said, you have NHL playoffs on Wednesday. Doesn't sell to a lot of people. A ton of hockey fans, but...
But it's the Stanley Cup Finals.
Right.
People pay attention.
So you'll have that. Yeah. Then you have the NBA on Thursday. And meanwhile, Caglione will still play Wednesday night and Thursday night or Thursday day or whatever it is in St. Louis. So if he does do something like that, then you have that moment and then that gains notoriety for your face. But baseball won't do that. Baseball doesn't need what they think. They probably don't think they need the card game because they have the ego of without us, it doesn't exist. Whereas the card game's like, I don't need diehard fans for you guys. I've got 45 people in my lobby bidding $85, $90 every single spin.
Yeah.
So it's kind of one of those things where the collab is there because it's one's not there without the other, but also the other doesn't need the other at the moment.
But you know what? That's a fallacy to look at it that way.
Sure.
You should be embracing this. Both sides should be embracing it. But really, baseball should be embracing the card game as much as they can and turning those collectors that aren't going into games into paying customers. And I think you do that. You know, take a page from the Savannah Bananas. These guys are in the crowd signing autographs. I'm not saying Bobby Witt has to be up there in between innings signing autographs, or Jack Caglione has to be up in there between innings signing autographs. But imagine if he was, and what kind of difference that would make for so many fans. Hey, Jack's going to be in the crowd in the third inning signing autographs tonight. Buy your tickets now. You would sell a bunch of tickets to get people to go out there and try to meet him, or Bobby Witt's one night, or Vinny's one night, or Salvi's one night, or however you want to do it. That seems to be where a lot of people are headed, is towards that card game and towards the autograph game on those cards. And if you can get something like that and offer somebody like that in stadium, that's how you are able to grow that game and take the baseball card collector and turn them into that fan that you want.
Somebody says this is the biggest night in St. Louis since the Rams left. And then someone from the A16 says, make a golden ticket card for where when you get into the game, if you have the card, you would be rewarded the autograph card. That's like the rarity. So
like
the problem is you'd see half those get sold on eBay for $4,000. Like, his cars are going for insane amounts.
But that's fine. Once you get the card, you do what you want with it.
Sure.
It's like Stephon Diggs. Once you make it to the NFL, if you like to listen to Cardi B music, you go ahead. And so I think like that's a good idea, to hide the card in the stadium type of thing. And then you have to have a ticket to find this. I mean, could you imagine the mass chaos that would take place?
It just reminds me of like bourbon hunting is what the card game reminds me of. You got to be in the right place at the right time, or you got to get lucky. And that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, I want to get to what Vern had to say yesterday because he joined our show. Plus, who has more pressure to deliver, Caglione or the Chiefs' offensive line? We get into that as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Drive safe. It's dumping out there. It looks like everybody's in a boat driving on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
I can't see because we have the blinds closed, but I saw you kind of peering through. I do. Yeah, I actually do want to see what's going on out there.
You want to see it?
Show me the cars that are driving like a boat. Oh, the tree's in the way now. That tree wasn't as big 15 years ago, Dusty. All right, there we go. A lot of people staying in, right? Nobody's out, right? Open those windows. Let me see the cars.
Not one.
Oh, okay. There's one. Yeah, kind of floating by a little bit.
Here they come. Watch this. It's like a boat race.
Yeah. And then all the people behind them are getting the afterburners of the water everything like that. Have fun out there today. Be safe.
What, in St. Louis?
Well, yeah. You'll get out of this. I mean, I just saw a tweet from our friends over at Fox 4. They said there's going to be no rain in St. Louis. So, again, now we've got the TV weather people backing us up, except for the guy on the text line who says it is going to rain. Maybe he knows. I don't know. Maybe he's got a gauge.
This is nice butt, Dusty. I have no ass. I have like a can's ass. It's just flat and there's nothing there. I want to play this audio of Vern because I thought he did it well yesterday when he explained the expectations you should have.
I expect him to be replaced late in games defensively. If you find yourself in a one-run game, I don't think you're going to keep him out there in right field. So you're going to lose the bat. That could come back and bite you in a few games. You know, the concern that the team had with Cags was chase rate, swinging outside the zone. But again, he's so big and so strong that even when he would swing outside the zone, Dusty, I think you guys saw it on Friday, his final single was a fastball on the shoe tops, and he just laced it to center field because, again, he's so big, so strong, and so immensely talented. You know, if you have a high chase rate, that can be exploited at the big leagues. You know, we see plenty of guys get here, learn that lesson that they were unable to learn in Omaha, and you know, ultimately need to go back to AAA to work on that issue before returning back to the big leagues. But again, Cags is immensely talented. Do I expect him to be a 320 hitter like he was throughout his minor league career? No. But as J.J. Cooper told Cody and Gold last week, this is a guy that, you know, is going to hit 250, 260, but could lead Major League Baseball in home runs and will certainly wear out the gaps at Kauffman Stadium. So, yeah, my expectations are for him to be a threat. You know, someone that in the pitchers meeting tomorrow morning in St. Louis, his name comes up very quickly. We can't let Bobby beat us, and this Cags kid has legit pop.
So that was Vern yesterday on the expectations. I thought it was key when he said about the defensive substitution. That will 100% happen, right? So that'll be, you know, interesting to see when that develops. If he does hit six in this lineup,
what if he DHs tonight?
I wouldn't hate that.
No.
I wouldn't necessarily hate that. Let him, you know, but I think, again, it goes back to what Vern has said before. Like, you don't bring this guy up to be a DH.
No,
like, you
don't.
Bring He's this guy play. Up, get his action going. And the first play in the bottom of the first inning will be a fly ball to right field.
Absolutely. First batter of the game, serious. It will be a fly or like a liner to right or something. And he'll make it like a sliding catch. And, you know, there'll be some kind of craziness that takes place. But the baseball always finds the new person. I mean, it is without a doubt.
What was the first play of the opening day at Kauffman Stadium? Hard line right drive to India.
No, it does. Like, baseball's weird like that, man. No, you can say, you know, oh, come on, you guys are full of it. But no, it's true. Like, the ball always finds the young guy. It always finds the new person right away. And so, yeah, absolutely. In the first inning, he will make a play on something. But I'm with Vern, too. I play him in the outfield. You're going to need this guy. Every day that goes by where he doesn't play in the outfield is one day that you've wasted not getting him better, because he's not clearly at all a finished outfield product. And so the more that he can play and get those reps, that's a lot of times they leave guys down in the minor leagues longer than what we expect, is because they're not going to get those reps at the big league level, and it's better to go down and play every day. Well, if you're bringing Jack Caglione up, the same thing, I think, anyway, applies. You play this guy every day. You let him go out there and make his mistakes. It's not that big a deal. Somebody else will pick him up, and all of this will pay off, you know, in the next couple of months and years from now, when Jack Caglione's the face of the franchise, you know?
Right. Because I would, you have huge plans tonight, I think.
Well, obviously. Yeah, we are. We're going to watch the game, actually. A bunch of us are getting Max actually coming out of the house. He heard there were Girl Scout cookies, and the only way he was going to get them is he showed up. So we're going to Maloney's. Table four is where we're going to be tonight and watch the game.
Table four always?
I don't know, but Jen just told me, you know, because we call them reserved. We know a person down there and got a reserved. And Mac asked for it to be roped off. Can you, like, he told Jen, he says, could you please have the table roped off so nobody talks to me tonight?
Yes, please. I'm wanting to know, because obviously we'll all do the show tomorrow, but we'll all three be in different areas. I'll be in St. Louis. You guys will be live in Kansas City watching at Maloney's.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to know what the vibe of the place is.
I am too.
Me too.
I wonder because if it's going to be a big night for bars.
You ain't grilling.
No, not tonight.
Sorry. So with people going, it'll be known when he's up. And I believe in Bob at this moment, if everybody's chirping and he's coming to the plate, to stand up and be like, hey, shut up. You know, big deal right here. So I am interested to know from like a perspective of, if you're going to be at your house tonight, because you're not going to have any sort of practice tonight in the metro area, it would look
well,
like
that's the thing. Like, if you got swim meets tonight,
none of that's happening
tonight. You're not going outside tonight.
Nothing. No,
you're just
so
not.
So I'm wondering if it's appointment television for a lot of people tonight when you have the TV. Like, did you buy the app today? Did you subscribe to the FanDuel TV channel today? Did he do that for you? Are you going to be in your living room or wherever you may be at 6:45 tonight waiting for him to hit? Because I think he's going to hit sixth. We talked to Lefevre. He said he couldn't see him hitting any higher than sixth. It's fifth. Sixth is somewhere in that spot for Cagney.
Yeah, he thought six. He said 1 through 5 is pretty solid. I mean, and yes, it is in name, but not production-wise right now.
Yeah, they have at least, this is going to sound moronic for me, they've earned that spot. They've been on the team. They made the roster. It's going to be India, Witt, Vinny, Sal, Michael, Jack.
Right. I would think so. And then 7, 8, 9.
Waters.
Isbell. Massey.
Yeah. I think.
Maybe.
Somewhere around there. So,
right.
And if things go like the Royals' bats have gone, I would assume second inning, top of the second, will be there.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3 in the first, 4, 5, 6 in the second. Yeah.
So he'll probably hit second in the fifth, just if they were to go through the order in a normal pace. in the second, in the fifth, and then maybe the eighth. But I wonder if that second or that third at bat, like Vernon said, will not be there because they will sub him out for a defensive replacement.
Why do we think that, though? Why do we think if it's close and you're trying to win games right now,
you're going to put your best defensive guy out in right field, and that normally would happen in the seventh or the eighth because you're not missing a bat. Now, obviously, if it works out perfectly and he hits in the seventh, then all of a sudden you go into the eighth, it's like, all right, let him hit. But if he's not due up, right, I think they would make the substitution.
Yeah, and they may make the substitution anyway, especially if it's a game, because it's – you're not balancing what's best for Jack today versus winning a ball game. You're just not. You got to get some wins. This team needs some wins. There's no doubt that this team needs some wins right now. They need that infusion, and that's hopefully what Jack can do, give him that infusion. I mean, we're 2 months through the season. We're more than a third of the way through. It's now officially the dog days of the baseball season, right? All the newness is worn off, and the summer's here, and people are doing their summertime activities, so the dog days have set in. You need to rejuvenate your roster every once in a while and give the guys something fun, right? Mm-hmm. And this is something fun. And, you know, it's like, you know, having the, you know, surprise office pizza party. Build up the morale of the people around you. Take your whole office out and get them, you know, drunk and, you know, whatever you want to do. Like, you got to have those morale boosters. This is kind of a morale booster, I think, for the team. You need these every so often, especially during a long baseball season where it becomes mundane and it becomes, oh, God, I got to go there and do it again and I'm struggling and I don't want to go to the ballpark. Hey, Jack's here now. Oh, cool. I'm excited.
Are they
Jack facts?
I don't know if they're doing. Are they still in OTAs? That's how.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mahomes could get to St. Louis tonight.
Yeah, he won't though.
But he'll go to the one.
I would imagine he's. Well, I don't know if I don't know when OTAs are done, because as soon as that thing is over, I think mandatory minicamp is next week, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Right, and once that's over, peace out, bro. See you in St. Joe for everybody.
Yep, like, exactly.
You know, I know Kelsey's got to get up there, check on that minor league football team he purchased. But it's like peace out time. So next week is it for football until we get up to St. Joe, I think, right?
I think there's some sort of media availability tomorrow for OTAs, because I know I'll be there tomorrow because Speck wants to be there. So maybe Mahomes
he wants you at OTAs.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you got to cut your teeth, dog.
Huge stuff.
Wow.
See if you can run routes.
They need me.
Yeah. Yeah, so right field tonight, I believe, and hitting six will be my guess for Caglione. That's what I'm going to shoot in the dark. DraftKings does have odds out. He's plus 650 to hit a home run tonight. I've already put $10
on it. That's where to bet it then. Damn.
Plus 650 for Caglione to hit a home run tonight. But I think Mahomes will be at the game next Tuesday. It's New York. He's got a pretty good friend of his that loves the New York Yankees. I believe.
What day is that game?
Tuesday.
I think we'll probably know about a stadium maybe by then. Oh. He will be there.
Hell yeah.
Maybe. Hell if I know. I mean, I've known more than Asperia did, but whatever.
You can also listen to the game on 96.5.
Yeah,
the fan
listen
tonight.
To it in case you have indoor activities. There may be volleyball or basketball taking place.
Or
inside.
If you have a covered patio, you know, you can sit out, put on the old radio, put on Vern's pregame show at 5:30, get you ready for the Jack Caglione debut tonight.
Sit in the garage and, you know, pull the cars out, sit in the garage, watch the rain, listen to the game.
Nothing better than that.
Nothing screams old man more than that.
Nothing screams
and
young.
Nothing screams fun too.
No doubt. Nothing screams young man. By the way, I did text Alex Gold, how's the weather? He said, nothing here. I said, how about tonight? I have yet to get a report back. So the weather in St. Louis so far, great. The weather here, not so great.
I mean, is it still nighttime?
It feels like it. Feels like a Mac Morey nap, but
I don't remember being this dark in the middle of the day in a long time.
It wasn't this dark when we got here.
No, it really wasn't. No,
I'm not kidding.
Well, let's light it up with one word then.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Oh, yeah. Big sports night here in Kansas City as the I-70 series gets started. It's already a big deal, but Jack Caglione makes his debut tonight. Everyone wants to see him go yard. One word on Cags making his debut tonight.
Next. He's the next guy that we can count on for this franchise to be somebody we can rally around, somebody we can buy a jersey of, somebody that can be a face of. So I'm going to say next with Cags.
Awesome. From all aspects, it's an awesome addition to this putrid lineup. It's an awesome story for the kid who was drafted less than a year ago. It's awesome for the fan base. You get another potential superstar on your hometown roster in abysmal Kansas City, small market Kansas City sport. You go from Kelce and Mahomes to possibly Bobby Witt Jr. and Caglione. Awesome.
And you get to be there. That'll be awesome, man.
For sure.
One word on this Jack Caglione audio. This is from Jeff Passan. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday talking about Cags.
The reason that the Royals hadn't called him up at this point is because he was adjusting to a new position in outfield, and they wanted to see improvement in the chase. The guy is so skilled, though. 6'5", 250 pounds, like absolute unit. And even if he does not get off to like an incredible start, he's going to hit a ball 450, 475 feet. Just like that, that you're going to see and say, oh my God, how does a human being do that? And when you have him and Bobby Witt Jr. in the same lineup together, if Jack Caglione is what evaluators believe he's going to be, the Royals are going to have perennial MVP candidates hitting back-to-back in that lineup.
There's baseball insider Jeff Passan on Jack Caglione. One word.
Who?
Just one word.
Monster. I think the guy can literally be a monster. Like he said in that clip, he's going to hit a home run at one point, 440 some feet, and it's going to be the clip on the internet, and everybody's going to see it in a Royal uniform, and the truth will be there. I get it. I'm all in on this kid. I understand that, but I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen enough from what I can tell, his demeanor, his presence, his attitude, his riz. It's all there. It all clicks, and the bat just hits the ball harder from his stance, and it just sounds like an absolute piss missile. So, monster. Yeah, a left-handed Pete Alonso is what a source told me last night, which we've heard before from J.J. Piccolo.
Bob?
Next.
All righty. One word on this. First off, just so you know, you said plus 650 for your home run odds.
Yeah.
Now on FanDuel, I don't know if you remember this morning, it was plus 460. Now on FanDuel, plus 600. So I made the bet too early. I don't know what happened in the past hour and a half that it jumped like that. But yeah, we're jumping odds there for Jack Caglione. One word on this audio that we heard from our guy, Gershton, right?
Gershley.
Thank you. Yeah, Gershley over for the Storm Chasers. For the Storm Chasers. One word on this audio of him telling Cags, you're called up.
All right, seriously. How do you feel?
Good.
You feel a little tired because you've been doing a lot of stuff.
Like, not bad.
I mean, you've been doing outfield stuff, and you've been taking your ground balls.
Everything. Russ didn't mark me, but it's been good.
So you think you feel like you're at the point where you could help, like, them up there? You think you could?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then you can get on the charter tomorrow night and go with them.
Holy crap.
So what do you think?
Oh, that sounds great.
Just remember, it's still a game. It's baseball.
Yeah.
It's a little higher level, but you know you can play.
Yeah. Shoot, player.
All right, give me a hug.
Oh, yeah. I need to call my dad.
What did you think when I started talking to you?
I mean, I was like, damn, it's probably for hitting my knob against the stair. Like,
I heard that.
I was like, damn.
I heard that.
But, oh, no way.
Go call your dad.
Yeah. All right, there's a lot to I mean, obviously it's awesome to hear that. But my one word is jersh, because that was like, you think you can help these guys? Yeah. Then get your ass on the plane and go help them. That almost like one of those, like, oh, you think you can help these guys score? Fine, then get up. No, but seriously, you're getting called up.
Make your flight.
Yeah, very great. Emotional. I mean, you know, you think of your pops in that situation. He's been there your whole life, probably prepping you for this day. The day is finally there, and then the shoot player. That's the best drop of that whole thing.
Shoot player.
And then I love how he throws Rusty under the bus. Yeah, I mean, Rusty's been working me a lot, but, you know, other than that, everything's great. You know Rusty's been out there, that fungo. He's like, hey, man, I got one job. That's to get you ready for June 3rd.
And that's it. See, that's the thing with Rusty, right? Like, he's the guy who's got the empty nest now, has got nothing else to do. He's been assigned this, and he's dialed in on this. And Cags is like, don't you have any other guys to work with? And he's like, nope.
Somebody from the 913 says, where can I watch this? It'll be on repeat all day. It's on our Instagram page. The Royals released it yesterday on Twitter, on their handle, Facebook. It's everywhere. It's one of those special ones because you don't always see everybody's call up to the big leagues video unless they're special. You saw that one. So I'd say special, emotional, awesome, great, fantastic.
And if you could find the one that the Mariners did too, calling their pitcher up, that was pretty good. That's a really good one as well that was making its way around yesterday. I'm not sure who the guy was, but it was like, you're done for the day. No, I still feel like I can get more guys out. Yeah, they're going to need you to do that tomorrow in Seattle. Why? I don't know. No, you're getting... Oh,
wait. I'm excited. Sorry. Oh, it's a tearjerker for sure. I love when he said, come give me a hug.
You know? Yeah, give me a hug.
Call your dad, give me a hug. All right, over to the gridiron. One word on Stefon Diggs. It's been a debacle. It's been a fiasco. It's been a myriad of news stories coming out about Stefon Diggs and some sort of substance that he had on a boat. People making allegations about said substance. He was at OTAs yesterday for the Patriots. Mike Vrabel said, you know what, we're just sticking to work, sticking to football here. One word on Stefon Diggs.
Checked out. I think he's ready for that next stage of his life. But Kyle Brandt had a tweet this morning that made a lot of sense. He goes, there's 50 reasons why you don't cut Stefon Diggs. The number two reasons are you got a young quarterback. That's the number one reason. I'm like, oh, they're hoping he's their Sammy Watkins type of guy. Now, if he can't focus on football and the football side of things, he's not going to be their Sammy Watkins, you know, type of guy, veteran receiver with a young quarterback. I like their line of thinking in that because that's copying what the Chiefs did. But if Stefon Diggs isn't committed to football, it's not going to work. And that's fine if he's not committed to football. He's played a long time.
I would say veteran. I would assume that there's probably a meeting to be had of Vrabel and himself being like, hey, I know it's the offseason. I can't tell you what to do, but I don't want to see this sort of fun when the season gets heavy. I mean, this is still kind of out there. Like, I don't think he needs to go to OTAs. But again,
well, new team.
And coming off an injury. So there are yings and yangs of Stefon Diggs. But he's a veteran. He's got the clout who's earned this. So it is what it is. He just so happens to be Cardi B.
Yeah. Now, all of this, does anybody really need OTAs? Probably not. You know, some of the young guys, maybe a couple of new guys or what. But you got a new coach. You got a young quarterback. You're a new player on the team. Like, it's highly suggested you be there because it's good for everybody if you're there. If you're not, we totally understand. We'll see you at training camp and you'll be behind. But, like, I think it's a good thing for new players to kind of get there, especially when you're with a new quarterback and a new head coach.
Is there any sort of possibility that Caglione could overtake the fandom ratings over Bobby Witt Jr.? We'll ask on the other side. 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, I made my selections on FanDuel.
It pours. Talking to Alex, who's in St. Louis, weather's not looking great.
But that's anti what everything is saying right now. Channel 4 said they should be fine tonight. But once Binkley chimed in, that's what concerned me.
Yeah, he's on AccuWeather, man. He's like saying there's a chance it could get like dangerous
storms. What the hell's he doing here?
Because in case it doesn't work out in St. Louis, they got to have a backup plan.
They got Binkley in. Where are they doing the show from? Helen Fitzgerald's over there or something? Like, where are they doing the show from? They could go over to Hollywood. So, I mean, I could have called Bob Romanek and had him go do a strip club show.
Yeah, so I'm...
So Gold's got Fahrenheit on the weather app, though, right? He's not...
Well, that's the see. That's the thing. Gold's telling us about the weather doesn't resonate.
Exactly, doesn't really hit.
Binkley talking about the weather is different because Binkley monitors things.
Oh yeah, well he's got two different weather apps up. He's got AccuWeather and like National Weather Services.
See, I've got AccuWeather and whatever the one that you know the iPhone gave you. You know mm-hmm. that they put on there. But Binkley has always been one of these guys that like knows the weather. And, like, I've been like, oh, it's going to be fine. And Binkley's like, call Joe. And then he's right. So now you're in a little bit of a conundrum, if you will. Like, do I make this journey?
Yeah, I know, man, because I don't want to get there. I mean, we'll figure it out at the end of the show because, I mean, nothing would be worse in the world than to drive out there 3.5 hours away and be like, all right, the game's going to be delayed. It's going to start around 9:30. Okay.
At that point, just do a doubleheader. My God.
Yeah.
Let's see what AccuWeather says. Saint Lewis.
I think it's spelled differently.
Oh well, whatever. Let's see. No precipitation for at least 60 minutes. Hourly forecast tonight. 51% chance of rain at 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really just dissipates. Like there's a 12% chance of rain at 6.
Okay.
16% chance of rain. It's not. You're going to be fine. The heavy stuff doesn't really start until about 10 o'clock, according to AccuWeather. And when they say like 18% chance of rain, that's not percent chance of rain. I just learned this. So
18%
sharing.
Of the area.
18% of the area. Uh-huh. 18% of the area is going
yeah.
to get covered.
Yeah.
So that may not be the baseball stadium. It could be North County. It could be South County. It could be West County. It could be the Illinois side. Who the hell knows? Doesn't mean the stadium and where the stadium in downtown is going to be.
Did you see Kling's
text? Kling's text, yeah.
No right. doubt, Kling. No doubt. Big fan of that idea.
So yesterday, I'll share this because I shared it with Josh yesterday.
Mm.
My daughter has a boy come over.
Oh, no.
Yesterday.
Is the location
oh,
on?
Wow. And...
Oh, my God.
Josh is this kid's coach for tennis.
Wow. That's awesome.
And my best friend is a science teacher.
So he's screwed.
So I text Kling immediately, and he responds back to both me and Jen going, you were both texting me at the same time.
Oh, jeez.
That's awesome.
Those poor kids.
Yeah. Yeah, he is screwed.
Yeah.
That kid's screwed.
No, very sweet, nice boy.
Nice guy.
Like, it was fine. Good, you good, know, good. One of those. I was like, all right, this kid's cool. I'm good to go. Yeah, I'll go back to bed now or whatever. You guys do whatever you're going to do. It was four of them, two boys, two girls. You know, they had like a little activity or whatever.
Movie
yeah,
night
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, whatever yeah. they're going to do. But it was so funny. He's got a tennis shirt on. I'm like, oh, Josh is your coach, huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, Diane Houston's your teacher. Huh?
Yeah. Hey, kiddos, be careful out yeah. there. We know everything, right?
So, do you think, like, Mahomes is number one when it comes to the franchise, right? With the Chiefs, like, everybody knows he's the guy. But do you think that Kelce is more popular via fans than Patrick Mahomes?
No, I don't think so.
He has two different fans.
You're right,
bases.
And I was going to catch myself on that. Mm-hmm. Are we talking football fans in Kansas City, or are we talking people?
Just fans.
Just people in general?
Because yeah. Everybody that's an NFL nerd yeah, is like, ah, yeah. Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
But Kelce's the one hosting on the ESPYs a couple years ago. He's the one SNL. Putting on Kelce Jam. He's on SNL. I think there are more
people. Who does Travis date? Doesn't he date somebody famous?
Yeah, I heard she had a couple hits.
Yeah, she's got another album of her own. Belongs to her now.
I yeah, think for the like last $34 million she paid for that.
Yeah, well, I think she'll make music. That in one tour.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Jack Caglione can be more popular from the fan perspective than Bobby Witt Jr.
I think so.
Okay, because Bobby's like Pat. Like, they're so locked in. They're so just, they're about their craft and what they want to accomplish for their team and their like that sort of stuff.
Not much more.
And I'm not saying that Caglione and Travis Kelce aren't, but I think when it comes to popularity, like sex sells, right? Travis uh-huh. Kelce is a very good looking man. He's in a serious relationship with the most popular like artist in the world. And he's got that charisma. Caglione. Look, Bobby Witt Jr. is well built. This is a brick blank house. This is a guy where even your wives and your girlfriends will be like, oh, Jack's up?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, he is, isn't he? Nice to see, isn't he? Well, yeah. Okay. Kelsey's the same way. I think they're kind of in that same level of, I think the nerd and the obvious fan will always be like, yeah, Bobby's just that dude, man. He's so good. He's there. Like, Vern, I think, would be more popular with Bobby. Whereas, like, maybe myself and Mac, and maybe you included, or maybe you're more baseball driven than you are about, you know, persona or whatever. But I think we would lean towards like the attractiveness and what else that brings with Cags, who's also very good at what he does.
Yeah, see, I can't decide yet because we haven't seen Cags at the big league level yet. We know what Bobby is. Bobby is the second best player in the game right now, save a bad month of the season, right?
Yeah.
He's the second best player in the game. We know what Bobby Witt is all about. We think.
I'd put Ohtani and Judge above Bobby.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about it.
You're Ohtani. Okay. Like, I know, yeah.
Yeah,
Ohtani doesn't count in this.
Yeah, right. He's out of the equation for this. He's Cy Young and MVP.
22 home runs.
Nuts.
There are so many unbelievable things going on in baseball right now. Yeah. I mean, the Tigers have 40 wins already.
Caglione,
Ohtani, Judge.
There's a rookie hitting 350.
Yeah, the dude in Oakland or Sacramento. Cal Raleigh in Seattle. I know that's not a household name for a lot of people. It better be. I mean, that guy is tearing the cover off the ball.
Yeah.
Paul Skeens is doing his thing. The Royals have five pitchers that could go to a World Series game right now and shut your ass down. Like, there's so much good going in the Mets.
Yeah, the Royals are the second best team ERA with a negative run differential somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, Rockies have nine wins.
No, they got 10 last night.
They've won back two out of the last eight.
I mean, that crowd in Miami yesterday couldn't have been worse. I mean, there was literally five people there. Bill, Ted, John, Steve, and Sally were all at the game last night. That's how they took attendance. But I asked you really what's more impressive, the Tigers 40 wins or the Rockies already at 50 losses, right?
And losses.
The losses, obviously. But Caglione, until we like see what he's going to do, because if you don't do it on the field, you're off the field stuff really doesn't matter. You do it on the field, and then you take what you do on the field, and you utilize that as a tool to explode off the field, which is what Travis has done. Phenomenal player on the field, even bigger off the field. Like, who would have ever thought that an NFL player in their prime, well, as Carrington would say, washed, an NFL player in their prime would be more popular off the field than on the field. And we're not talking about just a generic NFL player. We're talking about arguably the greatest tight end of all time, Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, and he's more popular off the field. So I think to sit here and say, will he be more popular than Bobby? I don't think it's a fair conversation to have now. Let's wait until after the season and see what he does from a production standpoint and how we feel about him as a baseball player before we're ready to say that, because Bobby's dynamic, dynamic, and Cags can be really good, but he may never be as dynamic on the field as Bobby. But if he has all the off the field stuff and he becomes that face, then yeah, I think you.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You maybe you can take that step, and it's okay to have, you know, two favorite players. It's okay to love Moose and Haas, you know?
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to Start, Bench, Cut. It is brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Jay Southland Tow Service brought to you by Start, Bench, Cut, or the other way around. Strike that. Reverse it. Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan.
We've all been there.
For Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.